So there's a non-binding resolution on the March 18 ballot in Johnson County that will ask voters if they should ban fracking. It's non-binding, but supporters say it will help gauge whether the county should move forward with a so-called community bill of rights that would include the frack ban. But to Johnson County Commissioner Ernie Hinshaw, the question of whether or not to ban fracking isn't that simple.
I don't think it'd be any different. I made the point of Johnson County passing a 100-mile-an-hour speed limit. We don't have any legal right to do that, and I don't think we have any legal right to ban fracking. And it concerns me that that we could actually jeopardize our financial future by doing that.
High-volume horizontal hydraulic fracturing is the controversial oil and gas extraction technique that has led to a boom in the fossil fuel industry in the United States. In Illinois, environmental groups like the Sierra Club and the Natural Resources Defense Council helped write a law last year that regulates the practice. But some locals here don't want any fracking at all. They fear it'll contaminate the water supply, tear up roads, and completely change their rural way of life. For Hinshaw, though, a lot of it comes down to an unlikely place, far away Mora County, New Mexico. That's the first and only county in the United States to ban fracking. It's a world away from Johnson County, but Hinshaw says what happens in that poor rural county matters here.
They are presently involved in a lawsuit that they are predicting will last 3 to 5 years. They've had to hire 3 attorneys. You know, in my mind, if you enter into a lawsuit, you immediately start losing because you're spending money to fight that. And a fight that, honestly, Jacob, I don't think we can win.
The fracking opponents are hoping to wrap the frack ban into what they call a community bill of rights. They're getting help from the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, or CELDEF. It's the same environmental organization that helped ban fracking in Mora County. Hinshaw says if CELDEF's work in other communities is any indication, the Community Bill of Rights might also include bans on chemical pesticides or genetically modified seeds and other issues that simply won't fly in Johnson County. He's afraid this whole issue is being instigated by out-of-state interests.
This is a shame. This is an absolute shame.
That's CELDEF's Natalie Long.
The commissioners, we can see, are not looking toward the good of their people. Instead, they're looking at what makes their job easiest.
She says local fracking opponents invited her to Johnson County, and yes, she's been working on the Community Bill of Rights, but locals wrote it, not her. She's only there for guidance. She calls each Bill of Rights a community-tailored effort.
There are similarities that may carry across in terms of rights, because we all have the right to clean air. We all have the right to clean water. We all have the right as a community to local self-governance. But each community sits around a table and actually decides what are the particular issues that they want to take on in their community. So saying that what happened in Mora County is going to happen in Johnson County just isn't true.
All this might seem like a lot for a non-binding resolution, because the non-binding part means exactly that. The county commission doesn't have to approve a fracking ban if the yes vote wins the election. Still, fracking opponent Annette McMichael from Southern Illinoisans Against Fracking Our Environment says they will continue their efforts.
It took us practically no time at all to get 1,000 signatures to get this ballot initiative on the March 18th ballot in the first place. People are concerned.
Meanwhile, Ernie Hinshaw says he's a Johnson County taxpayer and citizen, as well as a commissioner, and he doesn't want to see his tax dollars wasted on a lawsuit the county could eventually lose. For KRCU, I'm Jacob McClelland.